Hello, it's Michael Staniland here. I'm going to talk to you today just about a day in the life of focus management, really. So, what our normal day looks like. And the first thing to say, of course, there isn't such a thing as a normal day in recruitment. There are so many changing parts of the day that one never really ends up where we thought we were going to be, but hopefully it's all good. The first thing to really say is that it is a team environment of focus management, and one will be working as a consultant with admin colleagues, database colleagues, marketing colleagues, and you never really work on your own in this environment. So when you come into work at 8:30, you will be working on projects throughout the day with your colleagues, focusing really on the mixture of candidate attraction and working closely with clients. So it depends which division you're in as well, of course. If you're working in the international division, you could find yourself in the Middle East. If you're working in the interim division, you'll be working with a huge cadre of interim managers we have around the industry. So there are differences across all our divisions in terms of the natural working day. What covers all the divisions, though, of course, is working with both candidates and clients. From candidates, you would be responsible for sourcing those candidates from our database, advertising for them across various websites, and publications. And that requires you to actually write the adverts. So you'll be doing some copywriting to be creative and attract people to come to our site and look at the jobs that we're advertising. The candidate side of things also means you'll be interviewing a lot. Going out to meet candidates face to face is really important for us so we can assess their suitability for any particular role, look at their skills base, and also the culture fit with our clients. So, an average day could find you out interviewing three or four candidates in London or Newcastle or wherever. Increasingly, with the use of technology, of course, we would do Skype interviews, particularly for candidates who are abroad. So, just get a little bit of a better feel than a phone interview might give you. Putting together a shortlist for the client is always a challenge. That will require a real selection process to decide who's best for that client for that job. And then you could find yourself out at a client presenting that shortlist in person, or taking a new brief from a client, helping them think about their succession plan, the structure of their departments, and where they're going to find the new skills they might need for a growth program. So, the average day could involve all of that, taking new job briefs from clients, going on factory visits to get a feel for the culture of the business, writing adverts, doing phone screening of candidates, meeting them face to face, putting together a short list. And all of that can be a changing agenda at any time of the day. When you are more experienced consultants in our business, you're also very involved with strategic involvement with a client as well, helping them look at their talent management strategy, thinking about retention policy, thinking about remuneration and benefits policy, and really adding value to probably a senior HR team on what's happening out there in the market. So yes, much more strategic input. And that can be one of the most exciting parts of working with focus management. So there you have it, really. It could be any of those things at any time during any day of the week. As we know, recruitment is a long day at times because you have to talk to people in the evenings and potentially at weekends when they're more available to chat to you in a confidential manner. So there aren't any real parameters except to say that we all have a job to do to find great candidates for our clients, and that's what we focus on in a team environment, helping each other out, and hopefully have a bit of fun along the way. So there you have it. A normal day in the life of a consultant will include any or all of those things. So we hope you find that interesting. Many thanks.